KSL News Time 619 and still emergency traffic. And here's Ricky Meese.
And this is in addition to southbound I-15, the 21st South Freeway now seeing big problems. We have two accidents. It's westbound just before 5600 West at about 50th West. That is over to the right shoulder. Then we have another crash with injuries further west after 5600 West at about 60th, 6200 West. You've got a vehicle over to the right, but most of it over to the left, and they're trying to get a lot of medics into the scene on that one. Those two accidents are backing up traffic, not quite back to Bangor Highway and then southbound I-15. We're starting to see just the first signs of improvement, but you're still going to be stuck in solid slowing as you're going between the I-80 201 interchange into Sandy and Draper. Len Thomas.
Ricky, on the 215 West Belt, southbound slowing is easing, but below speeds from Indiana to Parkway Boulevard on the 215 South Belt, still a slow roll. I-15 to Redwood Road, that in either direction. On the east side of the valley, eastbound I-80, slowing toward the mouth of Parley's. And as you take the drive into Utah County, southbound 15, the top of the point of the mountain down to Lehigh, it's slow. And then northbound Pioneer crossing to Main Street in Lehigh. Mark?
Go ahead and clear it out. Downtown Salt Lake City up to Farmington. But then just before the Highway 89 split, you're going to come to a grinding halt just about in Davis County all the way up to and past Hillfield Road. Just heavy traffic. It looks like Highway 89 is greatly improved except for the slow overflow up towards Fruit Heights, Kaysville. But after that, it looks a lot better. School's out, but so is school lunch. Help the thousands of kids who are going hungry. Join Utah Food Bank's Summer Food and Fun Drive today at utahfoodbank.org. Mark Jackson on the KSL Traffic Center.